Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. Sorry about that. I'm just trying to get connected, in a space that is semi-private.
No worries. Hi, Maura.
Hello, Erin. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Maura.
Are you having a lovely day?
I am having a lovely day. Are you having a lovely day?
I'm having an early day.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I might be asking some elementary things because I've never done this before. And I know it's not supposed to be a tutorial, but if you could maybe give me some clue as to how to get started. Okay. Okay. Are we waiting for others to join?
Not particularly.
Okay.
I am, however, trying to figure out I'm trying to figure out the default username and password for the test Eureka environment because have I found where I wrote that down? I have not.
Somewhere there's a DIKU something. I don't know what that's for, but I've seen that one
Right.
floating around.
Deku admin and admin, which are not being allowed.
Oh, that might be the snapshot environment.
Right. And they're supposed to be, the Bugfest Ramzins thing. No. Yeah, Deku admin is an invalid username. So now,
So, for
keep
future, I mean,
talking.
oh, okay, I'll keep talking. Again, as preliminary, I've only been in this group, and I'm at Middle Tennessee State University on the systems team for the library, and so just getting used to everything, and so I just kind of share that little bit of background.
Yeah, nice.
Because I know I show up at the meetings and I'm really quiet, and that's mostly because I don't know what's going on fully enough.
Great. It's okay, you can lurk.
I'm
I
the
did
same
that.
way. I just soak it all in.
I mean,
Well,
it's starting to get a lot better.
Well, I mean, part of it is that, I was in user management. I was trying to make everybody feel welcome, and I wound up making Darcy feel put on the spot.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that's been
Pardon me.
pretty surprising to me is the small numbers. So when I joined, and a few times I haven't sorted out when the meetings are, so then I'm the only one in the meeting, so I shut it off. So I've been struggling through that also. But yeah, I was really surprised. I thought that when I started to join in the SIGs, there would be like this massive group of people just, waiting to hear and to share.
Yeah, that's a great thought. And the There we go. Yeah, it's we've also kind of had a summer slump. On the other hand, when you come to the meetings, you get to be part of the decision-making process, which does not happen as easily if you don't come to the meetings. But yeah, I thought for sure I had these credentials sitting around. And now, so yeah, no, I Darcy Rueda from Stanford was coming to the was coming to the user management SIG meeting for the first time. And I was like, ah, ha, ha, I shall be welcoming. And I I asked her to introduce herself a little bit, and she was like, for her, it was 7 a.m. and she was, looking at the screen through one eye and trying to have a little breakfast or coffee or something. And here I am trying to make her participate. And she was less than thrilled about it, but
Oh.
it wasn't terrible.
Yeah. But in the implementer SIG, is there a steady way to know when there's a meeting and when there's not? Because more than once, I showed up, and then it was just me. And then Kimberly, who also is at my university, she was telling me something about there's a list, but I just thought it would sort of be posted somewhere, like when there's meetings and when there's not. But it turned out that that one had been postponed because of the summer and whatnot, and it was starting back up on the 9th. And I think that was the first one I went to.
Yeah, are you on the Slack channels for those?
I am.
Okay. That's the first place to look.
Yeah, because after I texted you, not texted you, I am to you the other day, then that's when I went and clicked on the general and I saw where the announcement for the lab was going to be.
Yes. Oh no. That's sort of like, this is sort of like where it's supposed to start, and I am not hearing back from anybody who might know what those oh wait. I'm hearing from someone. Here we go. Ha ha. All right, let's see. Eureka snapshot, yes. Okay. All right. Let's try this. Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. I found it. Actually, I should say that one of the developers sent me back a thing.
Oh, good.
Thank you. You're the best. Don't let anybody tell you different. There. Okay, so there's actually a so there are two environments we can play with. And I'm looking at the different ones right now to see what they what kind of big difference there is here. And I'm not sure I can say.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this was part of my thing this morning. I sat down here to make fake users so we can so that we could have, you know, we could have fun with it. So let's see. All right. So now, okay. So let's use this one. I'm going to put it in the chat. And then, okay. And the, credentials are. Also going to be actually, I don't think it matters. Okay. So, and I also need to tell him. Okay, so somebody else gave me that. I'm going to say thanks so much. Best.
Oh, that's the oh, those are the credentials. Oh.
Yeah. Yes, for that instance.
Okay, let's see.
And all right.
All right,
All
I
right,
am
so
in.
all right, good.
Maura, are you
Yeah.
sharing your screen or are we just following along?
I'm about to share the screen.
Okay.
Oh,
Okay.
good. Okay.
Perfect.
And you know, the idea of, you know, that way we can kind of, I'm not exactly sure how this is going to go. When I said this was unstructured, I was not kidding. So this is, you can see it's Eureka Bug Fest Ransons. There is a page here that lists reference environments. So if you search for folio reference environments, you can Google that and you'll find what you're looking for. But let's use this one. I was told that if I wanted to go super bleeding edge, I could use one of these down here, because these are sprint testing. So, but I think we're going to go with a very sort of ordinary, bland, vanilla situation. So the first thing I'm going to do, and I'm just going to be quick about it, is that I'm going to make some fake users. Oh no, they're already here. Okay, good. Some
I see
people.
Mary Richards and Lou Grant, so I know who did that.
Right. Not to mention Jake and Elwood Blues. Although I did not, I didn't put in the email. Somebody changed those. But yes, Ted Baxter, Mary Richards, Lou Grant, they're all part of like a standard set of fake people that I put in on kind of a regular basis.
And so, does that mean that if Aaron and I went in to play around, we could just put in any user that we wanted, or do should we use? Okay,
You
just to
can
see. Okay.
well. I mean, what I'm What I'm doing is I'm trying to set up a full set of fake users that we can just, sort of use.
Okay.
If somebody says, look, I want to experiment with, the Blues Brothers, then they can. I can finish setting up. I can finish setting up the cast from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And then we'll have basically 10 users. Oh yeah, I totally forgot. Okay. I'm so used to just sort of, oh, look at that. They've got all our stuff. Well, they have a lot of our stuff. Let's say staff. So, and we'll do okay, so one of the things that I'm going to be really interested to see is if I can log in as Mary Richards. Because that's sort of like where the real testing takes place. Because we can set up these fake users with permissions and then log in as them and see how well those permissions work.
Right.
So let's see. Okay. Nope. Ah, dang it. Well, let's see what Mary's record has to say. So the username is Fake Mary. I'm going to get a look and see. Okay. Okay. Well, that's going to be an exciting thing. So while I'm working this out in my head, why don't we talk a little bit about capabilities. Have we had a chance to really look at capabilities and permissions and such?
I have not.
Okay.
The farthest I got was being triggered that I need to audit our permissions. And so I was talking to another person on my team and saying that, the fewer maps we have to do, the better. So I'm just trying to do some cleanup on our side.
Oh yeah.
We're not changing over until late February or March. But I'm just kind of doing that audit to see what I come across with what we currently have in order to think about where we're going.
Right. Okay. Well, why don't we start? I'm actually going to, since we're working this out, so these will be Eureka Lab, Notes. Not anything. Sure. Or even interesting. Okay.
So just as a note, Maura,
Yeah.
and I don't know how they're doing this or anything because I'm new. However, being able to log in and that being Folio, in order for you to log in, even with the fake Mary, would you not have to get some sort of fake permissions for her to log in? Like, so when I, you know what I'm saying?
There is a setting in the login app. And I do that frequently for I do that every couple of weeks in our test system here at UC. So create users, make sure they can log into the test system.
And will we be able to see all these things later? Because I see that we're having a recording because I do have to leave in about 3 minutes. I've got a team meeting. But that's not to put you in any sort of rush. It's just for me to tell you that.
Well, the let's talk with Aaron. What are you what are you thinking?
If you want to, if you want to just pause and resume this at our next Eureka Lab so others want to join, that's fine. It might be better to get more questions as you go. We're actually really close to going to Sunflower and switching over to Eureka anyways. So I'm probably personally not going to get as much from this, but others might.
Oh, you say you're closer, Aaron?
Yeah, we're actually getting Sunflower in our test tenant on the 20th of this month. So we're super close.
Oh my gosh.
And where are you, Aaron?
Michigan State.
Michigan State, okay, because I'm at MTSU and we're farther out.
And we share a tenant with the Library of Michigan, so they'll obviously go with us at the same time. But yeah, what we've done is I've already done all that cleanup, Valerie, that you were talking about. We've done a lot of cleanup and we used to have permission sets within permission sets, and it was highly recommended that we get rid of all of those before switching to Eureka. So I spent quite a bit of time doing that. And not having singular permissions hanging out, but get every singular permission into a permission set. So, yeah, I spent quite a bit of time doing all that cleanup work, and I think we're in a good place. We are hosted by EBSCO, and they're going to be doing magic to switch our permission sets into roles and capabilities, and then we'll have to go in and clean up. So I'm quite nervous to have our test tenant switched over and do all the testing and make sure it's good. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
So, Aaron, what you were doing was removing. Come on, Jake. Remove permission sets from other permission sets.
Yeah, and it's such a bummer because a couple of WoofCons ago, I did a presentation on user management and stuff and how we set it up. And I was like, it's awesome. We
Yeah.
permission sets within permission sets. And now I'm like, oh no, I encourage that. Now we have to backtrack.
Yep. Yep. No, I was really proud of myself when I made like, I could make like, I made a role, but it was a permission set, and I just named it after like the role, and it had other permission sets inside it, that were the functions that, you know, the that they had to do. So, you know, oh, why look, they'd have to view fees and fines and check in and check out books. Okay. And became, you know, this particular circ attendant. Well, there you go. And I'm gonna have to sort of like bring that back up. So we're gonna have a, so that's with the component permissions, right?
Yeah, and then we would have every once in a while, we would have someone who had a permission set and then a singular permission. Just as an example, we have circ supervisors. One of those supervisors also had the ability to delete patron records. She's been here forever and, has that trust. And so we gave her that singular permission to be able to delete patron records that the rest of the circ staff didn't have. So it was recommended to us to get rid of all singular permissions like that. So we did end up creating a basically a circ supervisor super user that gave that delete permission along with all the other permissions.
Yeah, that's interesting. 'Cause for me, there's really been no magic done. It's just the grind right now of manually looking at all those things. And so was that your experience too?
I manually looked at every single one. What I did is I wasn't exactly sure how EBSCO was going to capture what our permission sets are now. So it was tedious, but I went into every single permission set and I made a spreadsheet of the permission set name, every single permission within that. I copied and pasted it into the spreadsheet. And then I copied and pasted every single person who had that permission set so I could capture all of that before our test tenant is wiped clean and switched over to Sunflower.
Okay, that's good, 'cause that's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, and then that way when we do switch, we can like look at okay, well, how are the capable or the roles and capabilities set up and what's missing and how do we fix it?
Yeah. And was it EBSCO who made the recommendation to get rid of those singular permissions?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because at my team meeting today, I need to bring up these sort of topics. So I'm going to go, and I hope to see you all next time.
Yeah,
Yeah.
nice to see you.
All right, nice to see you. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay, so you've definitely given me a there we go, authorization rules. There we are. Okay. Oh, I forgot about this part.
Yeah, so we have to go in and rename these to make sense.
And there's a ton of them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. Okay. But some have been renamed. Oh, I see. That's nice. Oh, that's just the components, the component permissions here. Still, that's handy. Okay. I remember this part. So, Aaron, would you be interested in renaming some authorization roles?
Sure.
And I say that only because, we're, this is sort of like the next the next of the first steps that has to be done. So if you have the time, for the next half an hour, would you mind, helping me rename some of these system generated
Yes.
things? Okay.
This is where it's tricky because I would rename something. I guess that I'm looking at this like who is this meant for, right? So you've got courses in there, you have CERC, I think I saw at the top.
Right, we've got
ERM. This is like a super user. Reserves.
ERM. Right. Okay, and we've got course reserve agreements, contacts. So this looks to me like, my goodness. Oh,
Agreement.
wait, because it's not just the presence of them, it's
What they can do with it,
what
yeah.
they can do, because what I'm seeing is a lot of view,
You.
but not necessarily doing much else. So we've got ERM, general settings and usage, and create and edit. And we've got these, create, edit, delete in here. And then things like the calendar and course reserves. So I would guess, just by looking at this, you can manage licenses. So this is a technical services
Yes,
one.
definitely tech services.
And I have a feeling that it has to do with sort of yeah, this is
Well,
like a
now, yeah,
super.
but now they can look at all the user data. So that's what's interesting because our
Yeah.
tech services have no info, like none of this management ability of user data.
Right.
So who is this
Yeah.
intended for?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And that also comes with whose permission set is this?
Yeah.
Because, again, their settings, they've got ERM, module agreements, e-holdings, inventory, licenses, circulation, configuration, export and import. Yeah, this is like a lot of things rolled into one.
And they can manage all the CERC settings. Who
Right.
is this person?
I know. Who do they think they are? Okay, I'm gonna call this one an administrative user,
Yeah, I think so.
because they have their fingers in every pie.
Yeah, I agree.
And they've got 1,000 capabilities. So let's see if we can rename this one. We'll call this we'll call this administrator one. And I'm gonna actually, whoop. We'll call this let's see, ERM. Okay. And we'll see how much it likes my typing here. Acquisitions, cataloging.
It even had some tenant level stuff, which is like a, for us, that's a, I don't even know who all, like the people who have tenant level capabilities are the implementers. Like there's hardly anybody that has tenant capabilities.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to see how well that, oh, it's administer, or no, it's administer. Well, don't I feel special? Yeah, administer. Let's get that. Let's
Didn't catch
do
it either. It's okay. It's a
that
Monday. I feel like a Monday.
It does feel like a Monday. Okay. There we go. At Mr. One. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I remember that was one thing. It was like we didn't have the chance to like there was no way to programmatically rename
Right.
these things here. So what I'm seeing is that there's an ERM staff. Here's hoping that means something. Again, ERM, comparison jobs, agreements. Okay, so a lot of view and
This
edit
looks
permission.
very, yep, this looks like someone in ERM.
Okay, yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, and how about that? Yeah. Okay, so let us call this, shall we call this ERM staff?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay. And I'm going to put a one on there just in case. And I'll. Okay, so lots of ERM. So lots of ERM capabilities. Let's see. So it would be things like, oh, there's some circulation handlers.
It doesn't have the box checked, though. Is
You're right. What the hell, man? Okay.
that?
okay.
I didn't realize. I think it's all applications in there, and then it just checks.
Right.
I didn't
Right.
realize that.
Okay. Right. Oh, and per capabilities. That's because they're not permissions anymore. Okay. Functions in finance. Yeah, look at all that stuff. Okay. Agreements, contacts, jobs, licenses, which makes sense.
Yeah.
And dashboards, widgets, agreements. So, okay. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and we'll save and close that one. That's not a bad place to go. Let's get a look at some of these guys here. Well, we're getting a lot of ERM stuff right at the top.
Maybe it's alphabetical.
Maybe it is. Okay, so we have agreements, licenses. I'm sorry, ERM licenses, organizations, agreements, and permissions. Okay. And the settings down here, e-holdings, licenses, agreements, settings for each. And nothing in the UI for users.
This one seems, maybe I'm wrong, it looks like a lot more view than it is
That's true, right?
managing stuff.
And this one, okay. Yeah, so this appears to be
Well, I guess.
ERM and orders, you think?
Yeah, I
Okay.
think so. That's a good one. Oh, excuse me. Oh,
Yes, I understand.
I had COVID and I
Oh
just have
no.
lingering cough and sneezing. Like I just,
Oh.
ugh, I feel good. Like I'm back to feeling okay, but it was it's been 3 weeks or more. Like
Yeah.
it's been awful.
Yes, I mean, let's face it. You've done COVID. You deserve not to have it anymore.
This is my third time, and I've had like my vaccines and my boosters, and I'm just like,
Oh.
what? My body hates this virus. It might just,
Well, it either doesn't like you
yes.
or
Oh,
it really digs COVID.
it's
You know.
so bad. And every time I've been knocked out for like 3 weeks, it
Oh.
really hits me. But luckily, my family does not have the same fate, and I managed to keep them healthy, so just
Yes.
locked myself in my room, and my husband slept on the couch for almost 2 weeks. And my kids, I was like, just stay away from me. I love you, but stay away from me.
Exactly. No, I mean that just ugh. I haven't had it yet.
Oh my
I'm
goodness, me
really not
too.
looking forward to having it.
This time it was, I always get like really bad muscle aches and pains, but
Oh.
my headache for 3 days, I had the worst headache, and I get migraine, and so like this was like splitting headache and jaw pain. My jaw felt so
Oh
raw,
man. Yeah.
and I ended up going to the doctor just for that. Like I didn't test at home, but I was pretty confident I had it just because of the history with it. But I was just like, what do I do about this headache? Like I need help. So
Oh
yeah,
man.
it was really terrible. And actually my boss, my supervisor, had it at the exact same time, and we hadn't seen each other in a month. So I'm like, can you pass it through Teams now? Like I don't understand how we both have it and we're both so sick, but we were like complaining like the exact same symptoms and everything. Like she had a very bad headache too. And I was like, what in the world?
Yeah. Maybe it's a digital now.
I know.
You
Call
know,
me through the
everything else
computer
is
now.
digital, you know. It's that thing people would joke about how Zoom meetings would prove that, you know, 90% of your meetings could have been an email, you know. And okay. And you know, I think that this is sort of like, you know, that we're, you know, COVID has just moved into the digital age, and we just get to deal with the fact that, you know, all you have to do is think about it now and you might catch
Yeah.
it. which I have to say stinks.
Yeah. That was another interesting thing this time. I lost my sense of smell, but not taste. which
Oh,
was
wow.
really weird because I would bring something up to my mouth to eat and I could not smell it at all. But then I could taste it and I was like, this is such a strange sensation. Like, it was so weird.
Wow. That's pretty, you know. That's pretty something, I gotta
Yeah.
say, you know.
Definitely never experienced anything like that before. I was like, what in the world?
Right.
And it wasn't just because I was like stuffed up either. Like, I could not smell for 2 weeks.
Wow. Yes. There's a colleague at work who is very fond of a dish she calls bacon popcorn, which is where you cut up bacon into tiny bits and you fry it. And then in the grease and the, you take out the bacon, in the grease you pop popcorn and you add
Wow.
like rosemary in the popping process, and then you put Parmesan cheese on top and you serve it with the bacon bits. And she loves it until her nose clears up. And and then she can't stand it, but she basically has, like, in her natural state, she has a stuffy nose.
Oh.
And so, she loves sort of the muted taste of bacon popcorn.
Never heard of bacon popcorn before. That's
Well,
interesting.
now you have.
Yep.
And everyone else who has looked at these, who might
Who's
see this
watching our
recording,
video?
right? They're going to hear about bacon popcorn. That'll be our shibboleth for the thing. It's sort of like, yeah, are you really doing this? And all they do have to say is bacon popcorn.
That's funny.
Yes. But yeah, wow. There we go.
UI.
This looks like, okay, check in and check out can be managed. We've got inventory, bursar.
This is a
This
circ person.
is definitely an a circ
I
like
would say
supervisor.
it's a circ supervisor.
I think you're right.
This would not be a student account. This is a circ supervisor.
Right. Let's see. Yep. I knew I did that. One.
Oh, circulation needs to be fixed too.
Oh, right. Yes, this is part of the fun, is that I
Oh,
can type ahead of myself here, and then I have to guess whether or not I typed correctly. So what we're looking at is, there we are. There's some, yep. Okay. So let's do this. More.
I've got about 4 more minutes and then I have to run to the restroom before my 11 o'clock. So
I understand.
today I have a meeting at 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, and 4.
Okay.
Oh.
Do you want to take off now?
Yeah, I can if we want to just, if I mean, if you want to continue, that's fine, but
Right, I'll just
that's
finish
good.
up until 10.
Okay.
Just making these just renaming these capability sets. I'm sorry,
Sounds good.
roles. They're roles.
Your role.
I'm gonna get this vocabulary correct. If it kills me.
Alrighty, well, I'll see you at our next UM SIG meeting.
Yep,
All
2 weeks
right.
from now, right?
Yep, take care.
All right, you too.
Bye.
All right. So this one can see a lot of things. It's got comparison jobs, ERM general settings that can manage things. It can view harvester jobs, and create and delete and edit. Usage reports UDP. But it only can view things like the calendar, course reserves. This is like an ERM, but view everything. Wow. Okay. Fiscal year. Okay, so this looks like a capability set with a lot of finance permissions. Fiscal year, starting a new fiscal year, fund budget, a finance group, a finance ledger. Yeah. This is a finance admin. with wide view permissions. And some technical processing. Okay. Well, let's give it a try here. ERM agreements, configuration, right? No settings, few settings. Oh, why would there be cancellation reasons? Okay. Okay. And what I'm going to do so that I can find them easily is I'm going to start. I'm just going to start naming them after me. You almost everything. Some. Yep. Great of that. Yeah. All right. And thrilling as it is, that's the meeting.